to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? So I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam. Hey, mister.
Everyone, I'm Madge Weinstein and I'm a lesbian. I have food allergies and today I'm drinking green tea because it has antioxidants. Although if you watched Democracy Now! The other day, you know that that don't mean shit. What it means is that if I have too much of this or too much of any substance, I will die of cancer. And if I don't, then I'll die anyway. And Andy Melton will still be morbidly obese. Excuse me. Let me catch up. I haven't been looking at these things. Barbara Streisand is the higher power of the day for me, so deal with it. We're not going to play Yentl, though. I watched half of Funny Girl or Funny Lady yesterday, and, I was bored by the second half, but I did find the Don't Rain on My Parade inspiring enough to rain on all my Twitter friends' parade by telling them the truth about the current recession, possible depression that we spoke of yesterday. I warn you not only to be an asshole, which is part of it, but mainly to allow you to move out of your denial system if you're having a denial system and prepare for the future. You know, what's better? You know, pretending something isn't going to happen and then be surprised by it, or being prepared. You know, it's kind of like, do you go to the doctor in order to find out you have the cancer and maybe get chemo, or do you just, listen to Barbara Streisand records? Okay. Oh, Max is there. Is that really Max? Hey, Maxie. Don't tell me not to fly. I'm in a yeast infection. Don't tell me not to scratch my gine. It's gotta hurt. I'm got a big nose. Don't rain on my parade. Do you think, if it wasn't for that funny lady and funny girl musical, do you think Barbara Streisand ever would have even gotten famous? I wonder. Beautiful. I relate to her, though, because of her nose. Let's see. Auntie Vera, did you get your business worked out? Auntie Vera speaks podshow.com. Andy Vera has the worst. Andy Vera being a retroviral disease curer, having the absolute worst domain name ever by any podcaster. Andy Vera speaks podshow.com. Podshow.com. Just rolls right off the cunnilingus tongue, doesn't it? Thank you for the comments on my breast. This is not a new dress I had in the closet. I'm just too lazy to do anything, and I like purple. I don't like to look too feminine, you know, and I feel like I'm selling my hole like Callie Lewis. Somebody told me the other day, I think it was, Peter Maverick from the Witty City Queercast. He said, Trey, you should watch that Kankle Lewis. I'm not going to say the name of the podcast because she's a whore. We should watch Kankle Lewis without the sound, and you'll just see neck move, booby, booby, neck move, boob shake, boob shake. So I'm going to do that too. Don't tell me. You know what? Wait a second. Before we continue, and I do have things to read, I want to show you. We'll do the Broadway. One of them was the Broadway version. I'm just going to play the beginning of whichever. One was the film. The other was Broadway. I don't know which is which. But I don't know which is which. Okay, the first one, the one you heard, was the motion picture. Now, this is from the Broadway, 1964, 4 years before. Just the beginning, so I can show you my boobs move. If you want me to do a Kankle Lewis, you can turn the sound off and start masturbating your penis or vaginas.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter.
I don't think I do it very well.
Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me.
Hey, I'm a stupid retarded whore who speaks in tongues and is dumb and fake and lies to people. And I'm but the good news is I've only got 10 years left in my career, max, because I'll turn really ugly. But hopefully I'll have birthed some kids to spread my ignorance and retardation all over the world by then. Anyway, there's a new abacus that's been introduced by the famous Chinese government who sponsored my program right now. I'm a retarded whore. You want to see me do a strip pole dance? Ooh, 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 technology. Ooh, I'm retarded and I'm married to a fig.
All right, anyway, let's go. Got some real business covered. Enough about these assholes. Don't tell me not to fly. I've got a vagina. Oh, yeah, show my outtakes at the end.
Girdle.
All right. I'm going to load my Skype in case anybody really needs to get a hold of me because it's... Say GoDaddy 5... I do have GoDaddy codes, by the way. Still, I just never say them. Madge 1, Madge 2, Madge 3. So when you rename your domain name, seriously, do this because I get money each time you do that. I need it. Don't tell me not to prolapse. Okay, thank you, Mark, for doing that, for using my codes. I wish some Chinaman would Skype me. I put the Skype in. I don't really want to talk, though, to strangers today, but I'm just leaving it on in case somebody needs to chime in, because it's hard for me to read the chat room. What I think would really works for me is having somebody who, like a co-host of the day, that kind of thing, who basically monitor the chat room, kind of like they used to do on Radio Open Source. Because it's really hard to read the chat room and rain on people's parades at the same time. Max Kaiser sent me two articles. Let's just go through them quickly. There's no real need to be quick about it, though. If there's anything urgent that comes up, send it to me via Skype. Skype me, like if the signal is going out for everyone or something like that. Because I really can't monitor this fucking thing. It has AIDS. Okay, let's see. All right, Madge, does putting on and removing makeup every day now hurt your face? Why, are you criticizing the zit on my nose? Is that what you're trying to say? I do have a huge zit. And yes, it bothers my face. God damn it. Jesus Christ. It's huge. You're one to talk, pizza babe. Let's see. Don't tell me not to prolapse in my vagina. Why, you can hardly see the thing. I really covered it up with lots of makeup. Okay. Yeah, there it is. You see? A little lumpy. What happened is I was at the, I did my yoga yesterday. Very wonderful yoga, you know. I did some of the prolapsed yoga, yoga for uterus, yoga for tater bugs, they call it. And but the problem is, you know, I get so fat and sweaty, and the makeup does every time I take the makeup off, and then I go into this cold weather. My face is so chapped. So if somebody has sorry, I got a little bit of an orgasm coming in. Oof. If somebody has any particular face cream they can send me, I would appreciate that. I don't know from face creams. I never really used it because I was always a lesbian without makeup. I never used makeup until I started doing this program. And I have a chapped face. You don't want to see me on this program without makeup. So somebody send me some face cream or at the very minimum recommend something because I don't know shit about face cream. So anyway, I put hand cream on my face after I sat in the steam room with all these opened vaginas in the gym for about a half hour. My pores opened. My pores opened like a big wet cunt or a pizza blubber cunt. And then I put this cream on my face because it was chapped. I think what happened is we got a Mount St. Helens. It was worse before. Slurp, says the pizza. Okay. She likes these here. Titty. The meltdown. This is from Breitbart.com. Subprime crisis cost global $7.7 trillion. God damn it. Oh, that's okay. Thank you, Mark. I got that link. I just need to figure out. Oh, I need to turn off my sound. Okay. The meltdown in the U.S. subprime real estate market has led to a global loss of $7.7 trillion in stock market value since October. Now, keep in mind, the Iraq war hasn't even gotten to $2 trillion yet, according to the estimates I've read, which, of course, could be very wrong. A report by Bank of America showed on Thursday. Some people think Thursday is Tuesdays. Others call it Thursday is Thursday. I'd say both are Thursday. Especially if it's a day in which the stock market loses $7.7 trillion, it's probably Thursday. The crisis, which has spread beyond the U.S. shores to banks and other sectors worldwide, is one of the most vicious in financial history, according to Bank of America chief strategist Joseph Quinlan. I wonder if he's related to Karen Ann Quinlan, who was in a coma in the 70s. Don't tell me not to rain on your parade. That's totally the theme, because that's what I'm doing. Quinlan said in the report, the losses are worse than any in the past few decades, including Wall Street's Black Monday of racist 1987, the 1999 Brazilian real currency crisis, and the collapse of the hedge fund long-term capital management in 98. An analysis showed the U.S., the most recent episode linked to subprime or high-risk real estate loans to people with shaky credit. World market capitalization was down 14.7% 3 months after peak late in October. The losses were also, I'm skipping some, it could take months or even years before Wall Street and others get a handle on the true cost of the subprime meltdown. While subprime loans were once thought to be relatively small in scale and contained to just one segment of the U.S. financial sector. Yeah, who thought that? The media? The opposite has become painfully evident over the past few months. Now, I also read, Quinlan said it is not clear that the massacre in equities is over yet. Against this backdrop, any investor that has been buying U.S. equities on the dips over the past few months has, in general, dug himself into a deeper hole. Do you realize what that means? Against this backdrop, any investor that has himself been buying U.S. equities, i.e. stocks, on the dips over the past few months has in general dug himself deeper, which means we're fucked. 1 second and I'll finish. Which means, Q, we're fucked. We're fucked!
Not to live, just sit in front of life's candy and the sun's
the stock market crashing.
Don't bring around a cloud to
rain on my parade.
Don't tell me not to fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Actually, it is you. Jump off a building already. It's a Great Depression number two. Work that hole. Want to sell apples? Well, you can't sell apples.
apples this time because they're from Chile.
So I guess I didn't make it.
Where's that fucking control?
Good. Rose of sheer perfection.
Jesus, Barbara, shut the Christ up. What I was trying to say is good luck selling apples on an apple cart this time when the apples are in fucking Chile. Thanks to Naftard. Oh, but we're re-electing the Clintons. I forgot. That'll be great. We need more free trade and more Naftards. That'll help. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm getting hot from all this market crashing. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's okay. I have rich relatives. I don't care. Babs had to go on... What is this? Also, that seven... let me turn this off. Max says also that 7.7 trillion... dollar number will probably triple. Now, I want to go to another article that I read before I go to the second article Max sent me. God, that's groovy. I don't know why I just find financial crashing so as long as I can find music to go with it, I'm so happy with tragedy, really. Seriously. Okay, I'm so embarrassed for Eugene. Everything Madonna touches turns to shit. When will you people learn artistic integrity has nothing to do with money? Oh, that's a different article I wanted to read you later. We're not on that, though. Okay, let's see. Oh, God damn it. Where the fuck is it? Jesus Christ. Damn it. But Paul Krugman explained the financial crisis. Thanks, Paul. You're like 7 years too late and still shilling for Hillary Clinton. Okay, Lake Mead, source of drinking water for 25 million people, is in danger of drying up. Fantastic. Oh, isn't that wonderful, darling? Lake Mead is drying up. There'll be no more water for the entire state of Arizona. Where the lizard is from, who's going to be your next senile president, you morons? Because you're too stupid to encourage your representatives to have fucking principles. Okay, let's go. I can't find it. Oh, but Bush ordered an executive order blocking property of additional persons in connection with the national emergency with respect to Syria. Gee, I didn't know there was a national emergency with respect to Syria. Silly me. I thought the global financial system was falling apart. But what do I know? Don't tell me not to prolapse my vagina. Don't tell me it's not a financial crisis. I will buy things, buy things, buy things, buy things. So don't rain on my parade. Oh, I'm going to get $600. Woo. Thanks. Anyway, Max, do you know where this is? There was something about a whole nother subprime-like mortgage failure, except this is student loans. I read that the student loans are having that whole system is crashing separately. I don't really understand it. Norway's in good shape. Okay. I'm only reading bits and pieces of... Do you not... Twinkle Boy, I should get it. Auto-tune thing. Twinkle Boy, who are your sponsors right now? I want to know. Who are your sponsors, Twinkle Boy? Twinkle Boy, answer the question. GoDaddy, and who else? Who else? Twinkle Boy. That's all? Very interesting, very interesting. Interesting, I find that John and Drew and Soccer Girl have a dildo sponsor, but somehow I guess I'm too risque for a sex shop sponsor. Interesting. Weird, isn't it? That people like me and other gay people don't seem to get the same sponsors that these heterosexual, sexually charged shows do, isn't it? I'm sure it's just a Caswelli dad, though. As the Spanish say, I wouldn't take it personally. No. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Justin Vincent wants to see me. And the Mindcastard sent me something. Meltard's on the phone. Hang on, Melton. Let me turn you on. And I don't mean that with the sex. Hold on. What you got for me, Andy Melton?
I just thought I'd be the person that watches the chat room for
you. Oh, thank you. That's great. I appreciate that. All right. But can you please say chat room?
Okay, chat room.
That's because straight people need more help in the bedroom. That's a good reason. Oh. Thanks. I buy that. All right. Anyway, let me turn it so that we are on one channel and I'm on the other, Andy. Not completely, but you know what I mean. Where's the fucking control thing on this goddamn forsaken thing from this fucking shit? See, people like Andy don't worry, right? Because you're already broke, right? What does it matter?
Exactly.
Thank you.
I think I've got $40 in the bank.
Oh, Miss Taffy noticed the cock ring on my wrist. Actually, it's a prolapse ring. This is how me and Cheryl have sex. We you must have missed that episode, but we put cock rings on our prolapses, and we use these. Sometimes it takes two. You take two cock rings, one at this end of the prolapse, the other this end, and you create sort of like it's not a porterhouse steak, like one of them long tenderloins. And you stick it up each other's ass. It's fantastic. All right, let's go back to this now that I have. Anyway, so let me know if you get a Krill Carla's in the chat. Is that for real? Is Carla really there? Carla from the Rumor Girls? Carla? Wow, no shit. Is that really you? Hi, Carla.
I forgot. Do we
check out
Carla
these titties?
Do we like Carla?
Yeah, we like Carla. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Carla, do you have the dildo sponsor too? Ooh. Ooh. Look at these big old titties, Carla. You thought you had big tits. Look at these things. Look at these momas. Look at these things. She's obviously got her hand up. She's got a hand up her vagina playing with it. All right. Okay, so I don't know what... Carla hasn't learned to answer me in complete sentences yet. Carla's are bigger. Fuck you.
Mine are bigger.
That's true. Andy's are bigger than both of us. Anyway, I'm going to continue this. Andy, if you see Max chime in about that student loan thing, let me know, because I do want to.
All right.
Now, the link Mindcaster sent me is about Darfur. I'm not on that yet. Let's see. Now, there's another article... this is from AFP via Yahoo News. New York State Governor Eliot Spitzer, which I find strangely attractive, but that could be because I'm a lesbian. I don't know. I think I'm mentally ill. My lesbian dar goes way off for him. And chang, 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 ding, 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 ding. I think it's the eyes. New York State Governor Eliot Spitzer warned Thursday that bond and credit woes afflicting Wall Street and global markets could turn into a more damaging financial tsunami. Love it! In testimony to the U.S. Congress, Spitzer urged lawmakers and regulators to urgently address the bond and credit problems roiling. I like that because it sounds like roids. The financial industry, which have forced some big firms to write off billions of dollars in troubled securities. If we do not take effective action, this could be a financial tsunami that causes substantial damage throughout our economy. Don't rain on my parades, Spitzer said, according to a transcript. He said the financial difficulties of bond insurance companies could have a widespread effect because they insure broad bonds and securities such as municipal bonds, college loans, and even relate to museum budgets. So don't rain on my parade. Sorry, I'm a little mentally ill today. It's Friday, and I have a whole weekend ahead of me of just lying around and masturbating to lesbian pornography where they use the simulated fire plugs about this thick. Okay.
Fire hydrant?
Are you monitoring the chat room? I haven't heard you say a goddamn thing, Andy. Are you eating?
No, I'm just sitting here watching the chat room and watching you.
And nothing important worth telling me about has come on?
Are you joking? This chat room?
Chat room.
Chat room.
He's eating.
You think there's anything in this?
Big gay sex shows. Hi, big gay sex show. I didn't know you watched my program live.
Actually, I'm drinking tea.
Did you buy a Dawn and Drew dildo? I wouldn't. It would put me off. I would buy a Dawn and Drew anything. I like them. Okay. Anyway, I know Dawn and Drew, and I would probably have group sex with them. I'm sorry, but it's, you know.
Bicycle Mark says, have Andy start with, this is Yeast Radio live chat check manager Andy Meltzer on the check today. Okay, what's that about, Mark? That makes no sense, Mark.
Whatever. I think he wants to fuck you.
Oh, really? I'd be up for that.
Are you going to sit on his face?
Sure.
You're not helping me, Andy. You're not saying... You should have read what Cher said.
Use FM radio voice.
If she... Read it out. God, you're a bad co-host. Carla says, if somebody wants to buy my dildo, I will sell it. You mean a used... Used dildo for vagina or ass from rather, but No, we don't want to veg. Wow, I bet you, seriously, you can get a lot of money for that, Carla, but I don't think from this room. But I would seriously, I bet you can get, I could bet you could get $1,000 or more for that fucking dildo, seriously, if you sell it on eBay. That's a, eBay, that's a great idea, Carla. Anyway, I'm a little excited because Carla's on. I think she's on because of my boobies. She's trying to measure up.
They look really nice today.
Excuse me?
They look really nice today.
Thank you. They're real now. Okay, wait a second. Let me go to Mindcaster because he's been texting me. I didn't see that. Mindcastered. Keith Olbermann's special last night. If you believe in the seamless mutuality of government and big business, come out and say it. There's a dictionary definition, one word that describes toxic blend. You're a fascist. Get them to print you a T-shirt with the fascist on it. What else is this but fascism? I'd have to. Oh, you know what? Hang on a second. I want to play something that I have.
They have dildos at the 99-cent store.
No, they don't. What 99-cent store has dildos?
Dude 2008 says that they have dildos at the 99-cent
store. Who is, this Dude 2008 raises suspicions with me. There's something up with that. I'm not sure.
I hate anybody who uses the word dude.
Yeah, but there's something. I think this is a. I think this Dude 2008 is a spy. I just have this feeling it's a spy. Okay, listen to this, please. Andy, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it without listening to the simulcast, so shut up.
Amazing. And I know when it started, there were some A-list celebrities who came out to help you, but Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play, so what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called Cunt, and I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
But then you were invited to go see it.
Yes, then I...
Okay, that was That was fucking awesome. That was Jane Fonda on the Today Show saying cunt. Do you love her or what? Cunt. Of course, NBC apologized on her behalf, but I didn't hear her apologize.
Amazing. And I know when it started, there were some A-list celebrities who came out to help you. But Jane, you at first were not a big fan of the play. So what turned you around?
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called Cunt. And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems.
But then you were invited to go see it.
Yes, then I...
Tell me not to live, just sit and follow. Life's candy and the...
Sorry, turned off the wrong potentiometer. That was fucking awesome. Well, that was the Today Show, right? Or was it The View?
The Today Show.
I love Jane Fonda, you know, but I wish she would stop apologizing for her shit like she apologized for sitting on the tank. You know, my friend Terry Cosgrove from Personal Pack, who's been on this program, he's friends with Jane, and he has a nice picture of her and him on his decks. Let's see here. Now, there's somebody else texting me shit. Let's see. I don't want to... Okay, so did I finish this thing about Spitzturd? There's a general tightening of credit, which means much, much less money available to companies to borrow. Now, what Max basically is telling us... Hopefully, I don't know if Max is still there. Max, you're welcome to call in. But what Max is telling me is basically the result of this, among other things, is that foreign governments are buying U.S. assets. Now, this has already happened in this state and in Indiana, our neighbor, where the Indiana Toll Road has been sold to a conglomeration of, I believe, some Russians and some Chinese, and who else? So, you know, you have to look at... what the fuck? I still hear this fucking echo. So I think we have to look at our nationalism differently, or our national boundaries. You know, national... You know, it's not like... It used to be where you invade a country and then they take over and run your country. It doesn't work like that anymore. Now, it's like, does it look like urine? Doesn't it look like I'm in a taxi and I'm just peed in a Mountain Dew container?
Is that cold tea?
It is. It's cold tea and it's sweet tea, but it's sweetened with Equal, like you should use. Cher, I use Equal. Is that okay? Cher, I use the Equal because you advertise Equal in the 80s. Is that okay? Yeah. Cher, will you call in? It's Friday. You should call in too. You can help Andy lose weight. I'm kind of tired of talking about stuff because I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, of course, Twinkle Boy, you're welcome to call in. Are you on my thingy? Yeah, you're on here. Twinkle boy, call in.
I don't fuck. I am fucked.
I'm delighted to. I would delighted to have you call in because I'm especially I'm verklempt, as the kids would say. Don't tell me not to prolapse. Twinkle boy. Okay, there he goes. Hold on, Andy.
What
just
do you
a
think
sec.
Of me, bicycle?
Okay, what let's see. Think? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I can't get this fucking Andy to shut the Christ up. Let's see. Okay, Twinkle boy, you there? Hello? Andy, are you there?
I'm here. Where's Twinkle Toes?
I see his fucking thing on there. I bet he can't get his junk working. Twinkle boy! Retard. Hello? All right, I'm hanging up on you, Twinkle, unless you get your act together. You know what? You hang up on me and then call back. I'm just going to leave you on there because I don't fucking know what the hell your problem is. What's your problem? Twinkle boy, what's your fucking problem? I can't spend my time doing tech support, you goddamn asshole. God damn it. This is England's number one gay podcaster, and he can't even figure out how to use his goddamn microphone. What an idiot.
Gray Sky.
Hold on.
Don't, hello?
Yeah, hi, 1 second. Oh, good. Hold on. Why isn't it fucking working? Okay, Twinkle Boy, I hear you, but now I can't get that fat one on. I want to get that on. Andy's going to have to call back or something.
Can't you conference call him?
No, normally it works. It's just... Yeah. Uh-oh. Where'd he go? Now I
can hear him very, very Skypey.
Are you both there? Oh, you're both there. Okay. I think the problem is Andy takes up all the space on the chat.
All the bandwidth.
How are you, Twinkle Boy? I don't think I've talked to you since you were a guest on Eat This Hot Show like 300 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time. And then my internet connection decided to leave me halfway through the show. So,
okay. So
but yeah,
what's
I thought I'd watch you live and thought I'd call in. It's been ages since we spoke.
Well, so what's new? Go ahead and talk because I'm really kind of a little bit. I had an egg. I don't know if you noticed, but I was eating an egg at the beginning of the program. And
I saw.
Yeah. So what happens is sometimes, and I also took my Wellbutrin already, so it's my levels go down in the brain, and I'm kind of, in other words, just talk to Andy, ask me questions. I don't care. I just have nothing to say.
So why are everyone else getting all these dildo advertising, and we're not? I think we would probably be the best people for it.
I have no idea. My policy is I don't guess when I don't know the answer. I can only just state facts.
I haven't found a fire hydrant yet.
Excuse me?
I said I haven't found a fire hydrant yet.
Oh, on that website? You know, the thing is...
That was your advice to me.
It was? What did Twinkle Boy say that... Shut up. What did Twinkle Boy say that Oblivion agrees with? I missed something.
I don't know.
About the dildo ads.
Oh, the dildo ads.
I mean, seriously, it's like, oh, Cher's calling. Hold on, this is going to be real good now. We got the Cher. Hold on, Cher. I'll give you one more chance, but hold on. Cher?
Hello? Let me turn down my...
We have Cher.
Just listening to my...
And we have Britain's number one gay podcaster, the Twinkle Boy, and we have... The fattest gay in Tennessee.
Cher.
How? Cher?
Hi, America.
Hi, Cher. How are you today?
I'm so good. I did some yoga, and I'm just hanging out now.
How? Listen, Cher, you know, I was watching that video because I had to put those blubber cunts up behind us, you know, for a little bit of scenery. And I noticed something. I think you tricked me, Cher, last week. Because you came over to my house and you immediately started with the crow position, which I later found out.
We went for it, honey. We went right to crow.
I thought that was a little mean because that crow is hard. But you know what? I tried it again later in the week because there's this podcast. I don't know who does it. I'm not plugging it other than the fact that I like it. But there's a podcast called Yoga Amazing. which I like because the guy tells you how to actually do this stuff. He doesn't just come over and say, how, and then say, we need to do crew.
That's a share do.
But after, I was actually able to do it for a whole 2 sex cunts. That's pretty good, right?
Honey, you are going to be a pro at that one in no time. Town.
Okay.
Then we'll turn back.
Down.
Ow.
Okay, you guys talk because I'm going to try and do the crow right now while you do that.
Sharon has a question for you in the chat room.
What is it?
How do you feel about Chazzy getting all close and wet with Rosie O'Donnell on the Big Case sketch show?
Who's causing the echo, goddammit? Who's causing the goddamn echo? It's Cher, isn't it?
Is he, or is it me? I feel like I always screw things up on this show.
Well, you are senile.
How do I feel? How do you think I feel? Confused? Bewildered? I don't know.
Cher, did you like the Barbra Streisand on the program earlier?
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
I'm late.
Oh, you were
but
late.
But I did saw, I watched a Funny Girl last night with Chazzy.
I did too. I was watching it. That's why I was so inspired. That's why I played the music from it. Don't tell me not to write, you know. I'm trying to integrate that into the financial crisis. Can you see me? Can you see the Mac? I don't think so.
I've liquidated all my assets into beef bouillon, just like Max Kaiser said to.
No. Not beef bouillon. I think we've made a fatal error. Gold bouillon, Cher. Not
what?
Beef bouillon.
It's gold bouillon, not beef bouillon. It's not nor.
Beef bouillon.
Not that the nor. Stuff. Jesus Christ.
Oh crap.
Max, is that what do you think?
Chazzy likes Christ. To be stuck on beef bouillon cubes.
Okay, Cher, can you see me? Papa?
Hold on, let me refresh.
Ride your skirt up.
I'm not going to ride my scared up how. I know you're a pervert, Twinkle. So what's new in that England over there? Have you guys gone underwater yet? Okay.
Not yet, but we've got the most stupidest fucking prime minister at the moment.
Is it worse than Blair?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to use
yes.
Carol Channing to cover up my gyne. I hope Cher isn't jealous.
I just showed up, honey. Like,
Mama?
Like Cher.
Cher, are you watching?
I am, honey.
Okay, now we go like this, right?
Wear out those elbows.
Are you
get those knees up high.
You look like you're about to give birth.
You're about to give birth. That's right. Birth it.
You're gonna shit on it.
I'm trying to get Carol Channing to cover the Joel Giner. That's the problem. It's not the position. It's the Carol Channing. Hi, Trotsky. God damn it.
Trotsky gets jealous whenever you start doing that.
Sorry, this is joking, right? No giant. Oh! Cher!
Oh, you got it!
Help!
You got it, it's all you.
I'm Cher.
What on earth are you doing?
Nice!
Oh, I did it for a second.
Yes!
Is that enough?
You did it, honey.
Thanks.
All because
we need
me.
Some like really 70s porn music.
No, we need Barbra Streisand. Hold on, let me try it again with Barbra playing.
Please, something circa 85.
No, sir, this is circa Funny Girl 68.
All right, that'll work too. I could have done it. But I was too busy.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit in front of me. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? Yeah.
thing on? Am I so, the one?
I guess I didn't make
the problem, Cher, is... Cher, the problem is you're kind of an idiot because what the reason others weren't talking is because I was playing the goddamn music from Funny Girl.
I can't hear it.
You were talking over it. Poor Cher.
What?
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 Why is the Skype? All right. What else?
What else? What?
Minecaster says Cher has Steve Zahn's voice to the T.
Fuck yeah.
So,
Cher, back in 72, back at Studio 54.
Cher, do you think where did you buy the bouillon, the beef bouillon?
At Walgreens.
Not at the bank.
No, it was Chinese beef bouillon. Was that a good investment?
No, you know what? The other thing I read is, you know, Trader Joe's stopped selling all Chinese food temporarily. They said it's not safe.
Good for them. I love Trader Joe's.
Me, turd.
Turd.
All right.
I'm sure it's something horrible, though, right? Here comes the chat room. Yeah. Trader Joe's ruins everything.
I know.
God damn it.
You're so right,
Trader. Into a goddamn thing. It's hard being a single mommy enough trying to raise a daughter. Healthy meals from Trader Joe's. I don't need any sass from the chat room.
Big Gay Sex Show. Which person are you? Are you this Wedgie or Matt? It's Matt, right? Yeah. Matt's a little perverted. He told me he wants to stick a dildo up my cunt and then lick it.
Lick it.
It's kind of gross.
Ew.
Little fudgy.
That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. He wants it also up. I think he's a duty. Mm-hmm.
Scat Queen.
Pizza Babe. Hey, Pizza Babe.
I have a question for Pizza Babe. If she could just come over and fist Chazzy for me, that'd be great.
Hey, what do you think, Pizza?
Can she
pizza
it and fist Chazzy?
She said yes, love, any day. Yeah, I've never heard Pizza Babe turn down any offer of sexual pleasure or displeasure, for that matter, especially displeasure.
Mommy has to go to dinner later, and Chazzy needs a sitter and a fister.
And you want Pizza Babe to do that?
Fister.
Okay, Nate says, Trader Joe's, since Trader I have to read this since Andy Melton isn't doing his job, Trader Joe's should sell recreational drugs in lieu of Chinese food. I love how you spell Lou, L-O-U,
O-U.
Like Lou Grant.
Like Lou Dab.
Okay. So, can you talk to each other or something? I feel like this is lulling.
Lulling.
And I have nothing to say. I'm looking for
I ruined
news.
Something.
Well, you know.
Okay,
don't.
Match.
Range
match,
of my parade. Yes.
Yes.
I think a lot of my listeners think I have an addiction to buying underwear. I'm going to send a video in to you soon about it, and I want to know what your tips could be.
Okay.
Okay.
You have this big. You generally speak of a big penis, right? How big is your penis, mm-hmm. Twinkle Boy?
Big enough.
No, how big though in terms of inches?
About 8-9, I think.
My goodness! Really did you ever show it without pictures, the panties pictures. On? He has lots of underwear pics on the internet.
I want the real pictures.
I don't think he's lying. You're not lying, are you, Twinkle Toe? How tall are you?
6 foot.
Are you 6 foot? I pictured you short for some reason.
I'm a tool boy.
Tool boy?
How?
How to make a bunch of loud people silence. Oh, somebody says that Big Gay Sex Show wants to know if you're talking about centimeters or inches.
Oh, no, I'm talking in inches, not centimeters.
Do you
centimeters
have
a... is in Europe, in like France and so on.
All right, Twinkle Boy, do me a favor. You know I'm a lesbian sex researcher akin to Masters and Johnson. What I would appreciate is a link to your Manhunt or your Gay Romeo page where you actually show the penis. I won't share it with anybody who isn't watching this show. Now, let me read this. You'll like this Twinkle Boy because I know you're into the Madonna and everything. So this is from my friend Nick Zed. Nick is a filmmaker. Now, Nick made a film called Ecstasy and Entropy, which is a short film. And I actually did the trailer for it. But anyway, this film stars Eugene Hutz that Madonna is directing. Eugene had his first screen appearance in Nick's film Ecstasy and Entropy. But anyway, which is wonderful. It's like all these strippers, including Annie Sprinkle, like stripping, and they're like playing with their boobs while they read there's a voiceover reading Nietzsche and stuff. It's really cool. Okay. Anyway. So Nick writes, I'm so embarrassed for Eugene. Everything Madonna touches turns to shit. Artistic integrity has nothing to do with money. Shut up, Cher. Madonna shooting Filth and Wisdom in London last year, a nightmare for Madge. As a chorus of disapproval greets her directorial debut. This is from the Daily Mail in the UK. Flop: Madonna at the Berlin Film Festival last night has failed to impress critics with her directorial debut, Filth and Wisdom. It was planned to be Madonna's triumphant response to the film critics who have poked fun of her acting ability. Not only has she directed her first movie, she wrote it and executive produced it as well. But when Filth and Wisdom opened this week at Berlin, it was to a fanfare of raspberries. People actually went to her. Can you imagine? I can. One of the unkindest verdicts was that the multimillionaire pop star had graduated from being a terrible actor to a terrible director. Madonna, who turned 50 this year, has managed to top the charts for 3 decades and also turned her hand to a host of other skills. She sings, dances, and has penned several children's books and starred in films including Evita, Shanghai Surprise, and the raunchy Body of Evidence, claiming no fewer than 9 Worst Actress Awards. I love England. They really know how to, like, destroy people.
Madonna should just give up. I saw an interview on the YouTube, and she just looks like her face is so over Botox, it doesn't even move anymore.
Bloat-toxed.
Her eyes were just, like, looking at the floor.
Would you say it's bloat-toxed?
Bloat-toxed, yeah.
Filth and Wisdom is the 81-minute story of a Ukrainian immigrant who finances his dreams of becoming a rock star by moonlighting as a cross-dressing dominatrix. She's stealing other people's genres and completely butchering them. Set in London, it stars Eugene Hutz. This is the one I was just talking about. The lead singer of the New York gypsy punk band Gogol Bordello in the main role of a philosophizing S&M escort. Sucks and sells, sucks and sells.
She's clearly trying to compete with her husband. She's so competitive, she can't give it a rest.
The Guardian's Peter Bradshaw wrote that the script is a nightmare of crass and fatuitous stereotypes, and despite living in Britain for many years, she only has the sketchiest notion of what the place is like. He added, Madonna has been a terrible actor in many, many films now. Fiercely aspirational as ever, she has graduated to being a terrible director. That was the full quote. I love this because I hate her because she calls herself Madge, which I had first.
You're the original.
Thank you. Her film has an artistic ambition that is simply bypassed her husband, the film director, Guy Ritchie. Germany's Die Zeitung announced Madonna can't act, and now we know that she can't direct either. This is another reviewer saying the exact same thing. Every plot line in the film is meaningless, and all the actors are rather bad. Time and again, she trusts herself on the big screen, and each time she is spurned and ridiculed by audiences and critics alike. Now, this is funny because this is my adding, and fucking fags still love the untalented thing. Untalented? Oh, no. Who said that? Justin Vincent? She was not that bad in Evita.
Yes,
oh,
she was.
She was horrible in Evita. Horrible in Evita.
Evita.
Jesus Christ, she was horrible.
Yeah, you don't add the R to it like some people do.
Eviterd. Madonna was pretty good in Searching for Susan, says Max Kaiser. But Max Kaiser is straight, and she had a hot cunt then. So I'm sorry. I don't buy that, Max. Oh, Pizza Babe agrees. My case is rested.
The role of Hillary in the future musical film about her life.
I like this one, Big Gay Sex Show. I loved it in A V-Turd When She Died. Me too. Cher! What are you doing?
Oh. How's Chazzy Cher?
I was in movies.
Your movies were good. You got Best Actress for that Moonstruck, though. You're a good... See, Cher is what Madonna wanted to be. Cher...
Isn't Cher in Mermaids or something?
What's Moonstruck?
Cher is original. Aren't you, Cher?
Right.
I mean, everything Cher did, she was the first one to do. She was the first pop star to cross over into the movies like that. She kicked ass. She can't sing either, but she did really cool videos. And she fucked her way to the top before Madonna ever did.
No one fucked their way to the top like me, Cher.
How?
If
I could turn back time, how? I'd give it all to you.
Have you guys
Gypsies,
seen
the Tramps and Thieves?
How? Next best thing was.
I don't understand, Max Mindcaster. How do you screw up playing yourself? What do you mean? When did she play herself?
She played a fish.
Cher was in Mask. Yes, she was the mommy of No Face. Did you see that documentary on the Learning Channel, that fucking channel? It's like supposed to be the Learning Channel. All they do is show movies about fat people. And then there's a documentary they're showing called The Boy with No Face, and it's another mask. It's like horrible exploitation in bed with Madonna. Well, I know that there's a certain douchebag who I work for who was in Truth or Dare in bed with that thing. Nasty.
What? What do fat people
If that ain't guilt by association, I don't know what the fuck is. In bed with Madonna, she played herself, Warren Beatty, and Kevin Costner. Never heard of this. I have no idea. Truth or Dare, right? Do you believe in love? Madonna just... Andy, you are doing a horrible job. I don't think you've read one comment from the chat room. What are you doing?
I just read a comment a second ago, and you're not listening to me, you stupid whore. I can't get a word in edgewise between you and Cher.
Hold on. Go ahead while I play
with... Oh, Andy. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're doing a great job, Andy.
Thank you, Cher. I love you,
you're
Cher.
You're welcome,
I
honey.
Hate Madge now.
I'm waiting, Andy.
Keep on doing your best. That's all you can do.
I'm waiting, Andy.
Andy couldn't compete with Madge's fart. Well, I'm sorry, Mark. I don't like you anymore, Mark. Guess what, Mark? I don't like you anymore.
Well, I guess you're just not going to be able to sit on his face then, are you?
I don't.
What stinks the most, Andy Melton's breath or Madge's fart?
Well... I suppose if Andy Melton ate out my ass, they would smell the same. But I would sit on his face, and then he would probably choke in like 10 seconds, because I think like it requires so much oxygen. What's your heart rate, Andy? What's your resting heart rate?
I don't know. I haven't been to the doctor in years.
Yeah, but you can figure it out. You just do your pulse, and then you count. Isn't that right, Cher? You know this. Tell him how to do
that.
There's
too much fat.
Mine is really high, and I think it's because of the Wellbutrin. 235. Okay, while Andy is checking his heart rate, I want to read something from CorrentaWire. Lambert writes, remember how we said that if Congress gave immunity to the telcos, they'd start giving it to every big corporation? Well, we were right.
No more.
Senator Jeff Sessions has sponsored an unusual provision in the urging of the nation's banks, granting them immunity against an active patent lawsuit, potentially saving them billions of dollars. Adopted with little fanfare, the amendment would prevent a small Texas company called Data Treasury from collecting damages from banks or infringing on its patented method for digitally scanning, sending, and archiving checks. The provision passed without dissent by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nice job, Senator Leahy, in July, and asserted into legislation scheduled for a vote by the full Senate this month in a rare attempt by Congress to intervene in ongoing litigation, congressional experts say. So, although the amendment would not invalidate Data Treasury's patents, it would spare the banks from paying for infringing them should courts decide that it's warranted. How the fuck can that happen? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Max, does that make sense? So you can break the law, you just don't have to pay any penalty. If you're a fictional person, of course, like a corporation.
And Pizza Day doesn't like my patron.
Well, it doesn't like you either, whore. Does anybody have any comment about that thing I just read that I didn't really understand?
No.
Okay, me neither.
I didn't really understand it.
U.S. Republicans, I'm waiting for Max, and Max appears to be gone, so he won't explain it. Okay. And Bicycle Mark, you could explain
then
it.
And I love you, Mark, again.
House Republicans stage a walkout. Congressional Republicans stage a walkout from the House of Representatives amid a bitter dispute with Democrats over legislation to expand powers to eavesdrop on suspected terrorists. They took their ball and went home. So I don't really understand this thing. I mean, I'm wondering, should I put my Obama sticker back on? Because I don't really understand. I think I may have misunderstood this whole thing. Because evidently this FISA fight is not over by any means. Lunchtime.
No, because I still don't support
Oblivion. Difficult to comment using checks. You can call in if you want. I can give you Max if you want. I can get rid of these queens if you want to call in. Actually, the show's almost over anyway. We can talk about it Monday or Tuesday, maybe.
You have the weekend off.
I don't do anything on the weekend except masturbate, Twinkle Boy.
Ah.
Next week. Please stop calling me Buddy Max. I'm a lesbian. God damn it.
Without masturbating for a week. I couldn't do it.
Well, you have a huge penis. I'd have my hand on that thing all the time. Wouldn't you, Andy?
I bet you would.
Sure would. I wish I could find that.
If I had a penis. I got a clit. It's like...
You've got a gyne.
I got a clitoris. The thing's fucking embarrassing. You know why we lesbians are mean, right? No, Dick.
The big gay sex show says he went 23 days.
Hey, big gay sex show, Matt. You think it's true of what the size of Twinkle Boy's penis? Is that true? 8 or 9 inches? I trust the big gay sex show because this is their expertise. Pizza. He says his answer is pizza. He would say yes. He would say yes. Hey, Twinkle Boy, I have an idea before we go because the light is blinking. First of all, everybody say bye so that before we end. We're not ending, but just say bye.
Honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Stacey's is bigger than that. Okay, we're not really done, though. That was for the camera. Twinkle Boy, can you take your penis and slap it against the microphone so we can maybe do a sound check? Do it.
Hang on.
No pun intended.
Ah!
What the hell happened?
Wow.
What was the scream? What the hell?
I knocked over my microphone.
Okay, I believe you then. He knocked over his microphone with his dick. Good Christ.
Oh, my God.
So is your penis like... This is an 8-inch microphone. Is your penis like this?
What do you think of that?
It doesn't have the wires in it.
It doesn't have wires, but other than that, it is?
No.
Does it have a pop guard?
I guess so.
He said yes. I got to see. Could I get this thing in my mouth? No shit, pizza babe. What did you think I was going to do? Carlita says, I love BNL. What is BNL? What is BNL? Big nasty. What? What is BNL, Carla? I'm slow. Carla evidently has been listening on and off. Bare naked ladies. Now we're talking about Twinkle Boy has an 8-inch penis. It's exactly the size of this donkey dick microphone. So we're going to see if I can throat the thing. I need to find a condom, though, because I don't want to ruin it. Will you hold on? People, will you talk? Will you talk? Hello? Okay. Talk, you people. I got to record this for the
Cher, will you sing for us?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Cher.
Oh, wait. Let me... when you meet a boy that you... when you see a mic that you want a deep throat.
How? Hold on.
Deep Throat.
Lou Dobbs did this, I think.
Do Deep Throat to Half Bleed. She's going to get a condom for the microphone.
Oh, God.
We're supposed to be talking. Somebody in the chat room say something important.
That's something important. Okay. I'm someone from the UK. So who would you tell me to vote for? Because will we really get
nice combo. Andy is fat.
Aww.
Well, duh, we know that. We're not ignorant.
Pretty hot and tempting.
All right. Well, unfortunately, all my condoms have expired, so we can't use them. And
you have a dental dam.
No, I left those out in the sun.
Do you have a Ziploc bag?
What?
Do you have a Ziploc bag?
Good idea.
Or a clean wrap.
You have a jewel bag, honey? Put a jewel bag over it.
You know, I'm really surprised that nobody asked the obvious question, which is why does it matter if the condom is expired on a microphone? Ah! I could only get it in a little bit.
Don't chip your tooth, honey.
Force it. Pizza, babe, I'm not a big whore like you. I mean, well, I'm a lesbian. All I have to do is lick cunts and eat and suck on dildos. Anyway, whatever. Okay.
Where's your microphone dildo?
Oh, I have that in the closet. The one that Michael Carino made me? I'm in the closet, but you can't use it as a dildo. It'll ruin the microphone. Unhinge your jaw. All right, we need to end this. I'm going to end with the same. With
eating her lunch.
What hurts?
She unhinges her jaw when she eats her sandwich.
I got to save this on Ustream. Unhinged mic sock. Penis sock. Okay. Let's see. Mindcaster is sending me something. It's a picture. Oh, God, this is going to be bad.
Mark says it is where a vagina should be all up in that.
What?
Okay.
What the fuck does that mean? Oh, he sent me a still. That looks great, Mindcaster. Thank you. It looks like good balls. The bag looks like balls. You need to take a shot of muscle relaxants to your jaw. All right, this is going too far. I would like to end this pogrom, and it is my prerogative. I'm going to start my theme song and say goodbye. So bye, everyone. Thank you for being on my Grumster. Listeners, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Cher. Bye, Andy. Bye, Twinkle Boys. Bye, audience.
Bye, everybody.
Get fucked.
Bye, Mark. Bye, myself.
Yeah. Go eat a pizza. My jaw hurts. I think I gotta go to the dentist. Maybe I need braces. I think I need braces. Don't forget those pictures, Twinkle Boys. Bye, Barrel Maudling, and we will get to you. We will get to you, Barrel Maudling. I'm sorry. Bye, everyone.